Hi, my name's Ian Spencer and my call sign is Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox. And this is my walk around of the Yaesu FTDX10 front panel and connectors. Now this is a modern transceiver and it has a very large number of buttons indeed, making it not the easiest radio to locate the buttons on. And also it uses a touch screen, so it may best be operated with a PC program like FTTalk or an Android or iPhone app. Let's make a start on that front panel. Go to the top left-hand corner of the front panel and come down to the right at 45 degrees, you come to the on-off button. If you go down from that, you come to the tune button. If you come down from that, you come to the Mox button. If you come down from that, you come to the socket for the headphones. And if you come right down to the bottom, then you have the socket for the microphone. To the right of that is the large display. And if you continue to the right of the display, about two-thirds of the way down, you'd eventually come to a very large knob, which is the tuning control. Now I'm going to talk about the buttons above the tuning control. So if you find the middle of the tuning control and then go vertically, you'll eventually come to a button, which is the A stroke B button. To the left of that is the VFO memory button, and to the left of that is the memory button. Now moving back to the right to the A stroke B button, if you continue to the right, there is the clarifier for the receiver, and to the right of that, the clarifier for the transmitter. Now if you go back across those top buttons to the left hand one, the memory button, and then go down to the left at 45 degrees, you'll come to a knob. This is the function knob. Below the function knob is the noise blanker button, and below the noise blanker button is the noise reduction button. And below the noise reduction button is two rotary knobs, an inner and an outer, where the smaller inner knob is the AF gain, or if you click it in, it becomes the RF gain, and the outer knob is the squelch control. Now if you go to the right of this knob, you'll come to a button called fine. Then the buttons now around the left hand side of the tuning knob are in an arc, so they follow the curve of the tuning knob. And if you go up, you'll come to the C and S button, which is customizable. Above that, the step memory channel button, and above that, the band button, and directly above that the QMB button. Now if you go to the right across the top of the tuning control, just to the right of the tuning control at the top, you'll come to the split button, and again these buttons are in an arc following the curve of the VFO knob. So if you come down from the split button, you'll come to the mode button, and then you'll come to the TXW button, and below that the Z in button, and below that to the lock button, which is right at the bottom. And to the right of the lock button, again there are two knobs, an inner and an outer. The inner knob adjusts the notch depth, and the outer knob is for the contour or APF function. Now if you go up from this rotary control, you'll come to a button which controls whether you're using contour or APF, and above that is the button to turn on the notch filter, and above that is a double rotary knob. The inner one shifts the IF bandpass, and the outer one adjusts the width of the bandpass. And that completes the buttons on the front panel of the FTDX10. Now we go to the rear of the FTDX10. Here you will find all the connectors you need to connect things to the FTDX10. If we go to the top left hand corner of the FTDX10 rear panel and come down to the right at 45 degrees, we come to a small circular socket which is RTTY data, and to the right of that is the very important SO239 antenna socket. If you now come vertically down from the antenna socket, you'll come to an elongated socket which is the RS232 connector. To the left of that is a round connector for the tuner, and to the right of the RS232 is the accessory socket, and vertically above the accessory socket is the ground lug. And to the right of the ground lug is the big fan, which is sitting in the middle of the rear panel. If you now go to the right-hand side of the fan and go about two-thirds of the way up the back panel and to the right, you'll find the socket for the remote control pad. That's the FH-2. And to the right of that is the connection, 15-pin connection, to the linear amplifier, such as a VL1000. And to the right of that is a socket for an external speaker. And to the right of that, and slightly above it, is the connector for power, DC in. And below the DC in connector is a round connector for the Morse key or paddle. Below that is the long horizontal connector for an external display. And to the left of the external display connector, there are two USB-A connectors, one above the other, which can be used for connecting a keyboard or a mouse. And to the left of the USB-A connectors, there is a USB-B connector, which is the connection to a USB on the computer for cat control. And that completes the walkaround of the rear panel of the FTDX10. Now, obviously, in this walkaround, I'm only telling you what each of the buttons and controls are, or what each of the sockets are. And if you want to know what each of the buttons and controls do in detail, or the sockets on the rear panel, then you need to download and read the FTDX10 PDF manual.